Good day and welcome to The Big Interview. After serving 5 years as technical director for SAFA, National Soccer League, and Bafana Bafana legend Neil Tovey will be stepping away from the role and heading home. There have been conflicting reports as to why, be they health or financial concerns, but on today's show, he clears the air and gives his thoughts on the state of local football and where it can be improved. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
I'm very happy to be joined on the line by the National Soccer League's all-time leader in appearances, Mr. Neil Tovey, the legend himself. Thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
After 5 years as technical director at SAFA, you'll be stepping away, and there is some contradiction as to why. A SAFA spokesperson came out and stated it was a health reason, but an unnamed official said you were frustrated with lack of budget. Which one is true?
No, as my contact came up to... had a 5-year contract which I signed in 2015, which ended end of June. SAFA did offer me a new contract, but I felt that it was now time. I've been away from my family for 5 years. It's now time to come back home and start a new chapter in my life. Yes, we all do know SAFA has some really, really tough times ahead with regards to the finances. But they were very, very good to me and have always been good to me. So, I just like to thank SAFA for that.
When you first accepted the position back in 2015, what was your vision? I know you worked closely with local coaches and development structures. What were you hoping to do, and what do you feel you've accomplished now that you're leaving?
Well, there was different aspects to it. The one was to try to get our national teams back into their qualification processes. We should, as a country, be far better in terms of making sure that we qualify for all major competitions. And I think that was one of my first objectives. And on that point, I think it was achieved. I think you just have to have a look at, since 2015, every single team in SAFA has qualified for a major competition by the under 20 women, who have always had a tough hurdle against Nigeria in their last stage to qualify for a major competition. So the under 17 boys have qualified for the World Cup, the under 17 girls for a World Cup, the under 20 men are back-to-back World Cup qualification, under 23 men are back-to-back Olympic Games qualifications. Anyana, they have Olympic Games qualification and World Cup qualification. And now recently Bafana have qualified for the AFCON. So in that area, they certainly, in the last 5 years since 2015, it's really, really gone well. Yes, it needs to go to the next stage where they now go from the qualification process to now getting into the knockout stages of major competitions quite regularly. So that was what's going to be the next chapter and the next division. But the other area was one of getting youth development back on track. And for that, I put provincial technical officers into the various provinces to do the technical director's work. They were like the technical director, but in the province and regions. It was accomplished, but unfortunately, they only had a two-year contract, which was hoping for it to continue. The resources at the moment don't allow it, but I hope SAFA will look into it and look to how they can continue in that process.
From that player development perspective, what do you make of the current situation regarding academy structures in the country, as well as the competitions like MDC and varsity football? Do you think that these structures are benefiting the long term progression of the kids?
Yeah, there is definitely. Our academy structures they need more. If I can talk it. Structure in the approach, which was also one of my next projects, given the fact that already in Gauteng we have an academy league, a 16-team A Academy A League and a 14 team, I think, Academy B League, which will probably go to 16 teams. So that was really in the structure in KZN that's also in effect, and the Western Cape is in effect. So we wanted to get a countrywide development league where you could put the best competition against the best, because when you do elite development, that's what you want. So that was part of the next phase, is now to take all these leading academies, get them into leagues, being competitive in their own province, and then getting those winners and the top academies then to play a national knockout, national sort of. It could always, there was an idea of every bi-monthly get them to play in their respective zones, if you could talk it through, and then get to the culmination of a final. And zones, I mean, KZN could pair up with the Free State and Mpumalanga, and Mpato could pair up with Gauteng, Northwest, and, you know, the likes, and the Eastern Cape with the Western Cape and Northern Cape. So that was sort of the thought process.
It sounds kind of like you'd have an almost, I guess, Champions League structure in that sense, in terms of, you know, dividing it up according to, okay, you qualify in your region and then you join this larger competition. Is that the right sense?
Yeah, what you wanted to do is you wanted them to try, you know, obviously play in their own province first, and then once you've got that running effectively well with the various leagues just running smoothly, from that you can take it to the next step where you get zonal winners, and those zonal winners then come together for national winners. So that was the sort of plans, the future plans, and so I just hope they can continue as well.
You can't go on and do the same thing over and over. It's like my friend, when you went out last night, you didn't eat your French fries. You want to reheat them today and expect them to taste like... You can't.
Catch The Car Wash with Theko Modise and Sean Roberts, only on SL Radio, brought to you by Sokola Duma.
In terms of the coaching, you know, we're seeing a lot of former players naturally going into coaching. There's this continued idea that we don't support coaches enough, or that they could get more faith instilled into them. Do you believe that there's enough support for South Africa's homegrown coaches, in your view?
Look, you know, you're coming from a sector where it's a PSL and the NFD, which are professional leagues. Now, anywhere in the world, and you can see in the major leagues around the world, you don't have only local coaches. So it's not going to happen. When I can't go tell Kaiser Motong who he chooses his coach, they've got to be comfortable with the coaches. We have proven that we have top coaches in this country. And I think it was almost 2 years ago where we had, I think it was Bob, two coaches in the PSL. They were all local. So obviously that's the dynamics that you want. But all coaches have, you know, all teams and have their own. Make their own decisions, and it's up to them how they feel that they want to progress with their own club. So, yes, we have the qualified coaches. We have great coaches in this country. So, you know, it's up to the coaches to make sure that they get chosen and do the job.
Absolutely. Now, looking at women's football, you have great glory in the past with the COSAFA Cup and Banyana Banyana. How did you feel watching them perform at the World Cup the way they did, and then subsequently a lot of them got their opportunities in Europe?
I think it's gone on leaps and bounds as women's football. And I think the major contribution, you got to go back to a woman by the name of Fran Hilton-Smith. She's done a wonderful job over the years. Unfortunately, she's also not with SAFA anymore, having retired. But women's football has come on leaps and bounds, and now with the National Women's League, it can only come better, because there's always that gap and that void between the SASL League and the national team. And to make these ladies train more often, train like professional, like the men do, and it's gonna take a while. It's gonna take some time, But eventually that gap will be neutralized. And as you said, with more of the players going and playing abroad internationally, that will also help the cause. But I think it's great also that there's going to be a Champions League effect with women's football as well. So that's going to be great.
And, you know, you look at, say, European women's football. For the longest time, there was only a couple of the continent's largest teams who hadn't had a women's side attached to the main one. So the same way there's an Arsenal woman and all of that. Do you think that that will benefit if we did the same here, if there was all of the big teams have a women's team as well attached? Because currently, I believe, you know, Sundowns is obviously the biggest one, but I don't believe I've seen a Chiefs women's team or Pirates women's team. Do you think that they'd benefit from that?
I think that's what I've been calling for as well. That they, because of one thing, will be that they are training in a professional environment as well. They have the club back up. You can see what it's done with the MDC League. But at the same time, PSL clubs have to get themselves more professional. A lot of them can't be, I'm going to be quite brutally honest here, you can't call them clubs. Mm-hmm. They are teams. A large number of those PSL teams, as I call them, have only themselves and a FDC team. What development do they have? Across the spectrum from young players to wanting to play for their teams or whatever they call themselves, clubs. And now to add a women's team, you know, I don't know if some of them have the capacity or the want. But that's certainly where it should be, along the lines where you could have a Cape Town Roses being adopted by Cape Town City, and it continues, you know, continues throughout. A JVW being adopted by Kaizer Chiefs. So all the different teams that play in the National Women's League, you can still use a structure of all those clubs, but bring them into your mainstream structure. And I think that's of paramount importance going forward in women's football.
As the National Soccer League's all-time leader in appearances, it's only right that I ask, what are your thoughts on the PSL's imminent return behind closed doors and in a neutral venue, and just the craziness that has been 2020, and the fact that we finally get our football back?
Yeah, I think it's important that we see our season through somehow, even if it means that the next season will start a little later. Adapt, even if you have to bring fixtures in weekend going forward. You can also extend it from finishing middle May to maybe end of May. No Christmas break, just to make sure that we can finalize and take forward, have the supportive system in place for the league and national association.
So if you were a betting man, and the PSL should be announcing the new dates and venues soon, if you were a betting man, would you place your money on Chiefs or Sundowns to take the title, or maybe on Pirates or Wits with slimmer odds? Where's your thinking at?
I think it'll come from the top two. Although you don't know how the Chiefs are going to come back from the break. So, yeah, it'll be difficult to predict. You don't know how the impact's going to come. You know, teams get, there's only what, 6 to 8 fixtures remaining for some team. You've got to hit the ground running. If you don't hit the ground running, you're going to lose out.
Absolutely. And I mean, you are a Chiefs legend yourself. What do you make of their turnaround from last season to this current season?
Yeah, I think they've done immensely well. You know, they haven't been league contenders for a long time now. So I believe they're giving themselves the best opportunity. They've just got to see it through.
Absolutely. Well, Neil Tovey, it's been fantastic to have you. Thank you very much for joining me on the show, and have a fantastic day further.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's all for the big interview for today. A big thank you to my guest, Neil Tovey, for joining me on the show. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all of the latest local football news. And subscribe to us on SL Radio, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.